Through their soybean checkoff, South Dakota farmers are fueling a multi-prong approach to driving export demand for their beans. Recently, two of these factors came together as soybean farmer Jeff Thompson of Colton welcomed to his farm a trade delegation of poultry producers from Indonesia, Vietnam, and Thailand. The group was hosted by Northern Soy Marketing, an organization which uncovered the true measure of soy quality, educating buyers on the value of critical amino acids in soybeans grown in the northern U.S.
And it's those essential amino acids, the lysines and stuff, that are higher in the beans naturally, so they don't have to add, you know, the commercial or synthetic additives.
While touring the Thompson farm, the delegation rode along in the combine, harvesting soybeans. They took a look at his planter and heard Jeff's story on sustainability.
To see what we're doing, the crops we're raising, the quality. They're a meal buyer, so they would like to source their soybean meal from the northern grown soybeans for their poultry feed rations.
Thompson then accompanied the group to the Central Farmers Co-op in Lyon, a shipper of soybeans.
They took us through, watched them dumping the trucks, piling the beans, probing the loads up in the scale house, you know, watching the samples get tested.
Thompson believes this face-to-face education builds relationships and trust, which ultimately grows sales of northern-grown soybeans to Southeast Asia. He says the soybean checkoff does the heavy lifting, but farmers taking the time to get to know their customers is also critical.
We all got to do our part to help make these markets bigger and secure new markets.
I'm Pam Geppert reporting for the South Dakota Soybean Checkoff.